This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1416. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 9th, Radio Republica on the move. New times and frequency for Brazil. Shortwave from Ireland. Another Romanian service canceled. Singapore still on shortwave. Indonesia moves English to our mornings. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. On July 5th, during a routine band scan, I found Radio Republica missing from 6135 before midnight UT, and also missing from the frequency which used to follow it, 6155, after midnight UT. These are the transmissions believed to emanate from Rampisham, UK, although never so acknowledged. After 0200, however, they were still on 6100. The answer soon came, thanks to a log by Antonio Madrid in Barcelona, Spain, on July 4th. At 22:15 UT, he was hearing Radio Republica on 9515. That's the new replacement frequency. So I monitored that just before midnight UT, in case they made a frequency change announcement, which they did, and the other new frequency is 9640. Well, the Dentro-Cuban jamming command was already trying to block those frequencies, so they were ahead of us. In any event, the new schedule for these 7-day-a-week Radio Republica clandestine broadcasts appears to be always subject to change without notice. 22 to midnight UT on 9515, midnight to 02 on 9640, and 02 to 04 on 6100. And as usual, Cuba overdoes it with the jamming. I was hearing jamming against nothing on 9515, at 0536 UT, and also at 1222. Obviously, they were jamming that frequency just in case Radio Republica should use it more than 2 hours a day, which, judging from experience, is quite unlikely. Woe betide any station which chooses a shortwave frequency which is used at any other hour by a station the Dentro-Cuban jamming command doesn't like. The jammers are allowed to run far beyond the necessary hours. For example, we also hear jamming on 9885 at hours other than when VOA is on it in Spanish, and on 11775 when Dr. Gene Scott Anguilla is on instead of Radio Marti. Last week I mentioned that on July 1st, the China relay in English via Cuba at 14 to 16 UT was on 13760 instead of 13740. That did turn out to be a one-day anomaly. Since then, they've been back on 13740. An excellent DX program on National Public Radio is On the Media, although I doubt that they would classify it as such. Al Quagliari reminds us that a feature which aired last November has just reappeared and it's available on demand. It's about border radio between Mexico and the U.S. You can find it at www.onthemedia.org and look for the July 2008 episodes, or this specific segment from last November 16th. XERTA Mexico City is still active, although not easily heard. Bob Wilkner in Southeast Florida reports it on 4800. July 7th at 0940 with a cumbia and an English ID at 0945. And again at 10:03, mixing English and Spanish. He also reports it on July 9th, however. The carrier on the air, but no audio between 0930 and 1045. I'm not usually up that early, but around 1200 UT, I do hear a heterodyne on 4800, which I assume is XERTA versus Guatemala. Via Media Network, July 9th, an AFP story, Ecuador seizes three television stations and a radio station. They closed the radio station in a move opposition leaders said was part of President Correa's effort to muzzle the media ahead of a September constitutional referendum. Police took over the studios of Gamma Vision, TC Televisión, and a cable TV station. as part of 200 seized properties of the brothers William and Roberto Isaias, who fled the country 10 years ago in the wake of the Filambanco bank failure. And they shut down the Radio Sucre in Guayaquil, accusing it of illegal use of frequencies. Well, it seems there's always a pretext when there are media closures, especially in Latin America, so we're not sure exactly what's really happening. Thanks also to Henry Clements and Jose Miguel Romero for a number of press items about this in Spanish, which appear in the latest DX Listening Digest. There's no shortwave involved now, but Radio Sucre is a national network, and although the Guayaquil station has been closed, some of the other ones had not yet been closed as of press time, such as the one in Puerto Viejo. But, of course, the staff there were very concerned about what might happen. There have been some reports lately from Brazil of a Brazilian station on 5870, certainly an unusual frequency for that country, but I've yet to see reports from anywhere else of this being heard. The Brazilian reports aren't clear about the time zone used. One time it was heard with a news block during otherwise religious programming was from 8 to 9:30. Now, if that was Brazilian time, it would be 11 to 12:30 UT. If it was really UT in the first place, that would be 0800 to 0930. Luiz Shiny Neto in São Paulo was hearing it, reporting to the DX Club of Paraná. This is the identification he mentions for it. A Rádio Religiosa Missionária do Brasil, Marumbi, pertencente ao Sistema Guidões de Comunicação. That is the missionary religious organization Marumbi, which is also another shortwave frequencies belonging to the Gideon communication system. I did hear something on that frequency, 5870, during the evening here when nothing is on the official schedules, but there was too much interference from WHRI on 5875. As for 5870 itself, it appears to be underutilized on the schedules only between 15 and 19 UT during the daytime here for Radio Free Asia and WYFR via Madagascar. Also in the Paraná DX Club, Marcelo Bigeni forwards an item July 2nd from the Unipress news agency that Brazil reorganized its time zones. There had been a UT-5 zone in the extreme western part of the country, but now that's been moved up to UT-4. So basically, the Amazon in the western part of the country is on UT-4, the rest on UT-3, and there is actually another zone for the little islands in the Atlantic of UT-2. This, no doubt, will affect the scheduling of some shortwave transmissions. The state of Pará had been split between -3 and -4, but now all of it is on UT-3. There have been no official shortwave broadcasts from Ireland for many years, but there is a way to hear this country broadcasting on shortwave, strictly speaking. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal logged some stations on the 27 megahertz band in the FM mode from the wireless public address system. However, it was difficult or impossible to get any IDs. He's assuming it was Ireland because the English accent was Irish. Program content was varied, including a mass, as well as background noises like you might hear inside a church. And significantly, I think, these loggings were on a Wednesday evening, July 2nd, between 1840 and 1852 UT. This faded out around 1900. He says the audio quality easily surpassed that of a regular medium-wave local station. This, of course, was a short skip or sporadic E opening, which happens mostly in the summer. Here are the frequencies he heard, 27, 065, 285, 395, 595, and 725. But wait, there's more. Wolfgang Büschel reminds us of the pirate, believed almost certainly to be in Ireland, called Reflections Europe. They broadcast on Sundays on 12255 kilohertz. He heard his sermon in English at 1640 UT, July 6th, and apparently they were audible all the way between 1350 and 2140. Media Network has news from Polish radio that their external service has started broadcasting July 1st on longwave 198 kilohertz, which is shared with Polish radio's parliamentary service. The external service will just fill in times when Parliament is not in session. But this should normally include English at 0700 and 1200 UT. On the accompanying forum and in the British DX Club, this was a cause of some concern to those in Britain and elsewhere who would like to hear BBC Radio 4 and the World Service on the same 198 kHz. But Chris Greenway explains there is no need to worry. Poland only runs 198 during the daytime for parliamentary relays. Up to now, it's carried domestic Polish radio as a sustaining service when there are no parliamentary sessions. As I understand it, all that's happening is that the external service is now used as the sustaining service rather than a domestic one. There's no increase in overall transmission times on 198, so nighttime Radio 4 listeners in Germany and elsewhere should be unaffected. Last week, we reported that BBC World Service would be closing down its Romanian language service on August 1st. And now Romania has been hit by a double whammy because Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty announced it's also closing its Romania service on August 1st, but not the Romanian language completely. We're not sure what this means, but Romanian language broadcasts to Moldova and the Transdniester region will continue, according to their press release. Kai Ludwig says, I just discovered that RFERL wanted to close down Romanian already 5 years ago. But what does it mean in practice that the service will be meant now only for Moldova as of August? Their website does not show any clear distinction for the various 30-minute broadcasts between Romania and Moldova. Will some of them be canceled? Will shortwave be canceled altogether? Or will they just order their Romanian broadcaster relay, Radioactiv EFEM, to stop doing so? As for that Romanian legislation requiring good news to balance bad news in that country, another follow-up from Reuters via anti-Senate media network. Romania's constitutional watchdog ruled against draft legislation that would require radio and TV stations to air more happy news, saying that it breaches the Constitution. OSCE, Europe's leading human rights watchdog, urged Romania's president to veto the legislation, and so did other media watch groups and the state broadcast regulator, CNA. Thanks to summertime sporadicy, Radio Maria on 26,000 kHz is being widely reported in Europe. Russ Cummings in England heard it on AM at 2210 UT, July 5th. And Jose Miguel Romero in Spain reports it July 6th at 1000 with something from Pope Benedict. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing it as late as 2245 UT. Tomás Méndez in Spain reports it at 1314 on July 5th. And Jose Miguel Romero says he got an EQSL for it in less than 24 hours from the address we mentioned last week, qsl@radiomaria.org. However, I've yet to see it reported from North America. It should be barely possible by multiple hops sporadic E, surely not the F2 layer here in the trough of the sunspot cycle. But now it's been joined by another Italian station on 26 megahertz band. Actually, this appears to be within Vatican City itself. From Andrea Bonigno and DRM Radio Forum via Media Network since July 1st, Riway and Vatican Radio have been testing DRM on 26055 to 26065 from Vatican in central Rome. This is in the mode where there are three different services simultaneously in DRM. Patrick Robich in Austria, however, says on July 6th, the label was Rai Radio 2, but the audio only decoded for a few seconds at a time, so he's not certain if it was Rai Program 2. And since this is in the mode that is 20 kHz wide, I should have referred to the frequency range as 26050 to 26070. World of Radio 1416 is semi-finished. Glenn Hauser here, inviting your comments and contributions to WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684 ENIDOK 73702 USA. Our website presents all this information and much more in the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. To Torsten Hallmann in Germany tells DX Listening Digest that Burkina Faso has reactivated 5030 after several weeks, first heard on July 1st at 1845, but not much later. On the 2nd, it was heard between 1900 and 1950 in good quality, but not after 2145, so they may have been still testing the frequency. However, Antonio Madrid in Spain, Playdex, was hearing it July 2nd as late as 2157 on 5030 with African music and its interval signal in news in French. Their other frequency, 7230, reported by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, July 6th. It's the daytime one, heard all the way from 0935 until 1425, and also at 1600 with a panorama program in French. Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, reactivated 15190 once again, but reported only on July 4th. At 1750 by John Herkimer in New York, NASA flysheet, and past 1855 on the same date by Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts, also in the NASA group. During their previous active week in April, they were on the air as late as 2230, but maybe not this time. Meanwhile, other Equatorial Guinea transmitters were again being heard on July 8th by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal on 5005 at 1915, but not on when rechecked at 2110. He says they've usually been missing. And Malabo on 6250 at 1918, and it too was off the air when rechecked at 2111. Due to some advanced schedule info, we were expecting Voice of Biafra International via WHRI to change frequency starting in June from 17650 to 15280. That's its Friday-only broadcast between 20 and 21 UT, but they stayed on 17650. However, listening to the audio file of their July 4th broadcast, they mentioned several times that starting on the 11th, they would be changing to the 19-meter band, but they never mentioned which frequency. We can assume it will probably be the one previously planned, 15280. Torsten Hallmann of Africa List says, it's important to separate two transmitters active around 8,000 kilohertz, usually at the same time. 7999.4 is usually weaker, presumed to be Eritrea. It's usually off before the listed closing time of 1800, usually heard in the late afternoons in Germany, but not in the mornings, probably replacing 7100 and 7175 in the afternoons, when noise jamming appears on these frequencies. The other one, much stronger, on exactly 8,000 kilohertz. It usually airs programs of less than 60 minutes, with transmission breaks or carrier only for several minutes around the top of the hour, with no ID or interval signal, but very likely to be Eritrea programs 1 or 2. This transmitter may be in parallel with 7175 and or 5100, those being much more irregular. Liz Cameron in Michigan was hearing the one on exactly 8,000 July 9th at 0409 in Amharic with Horn of Africa music. She also reports Radio Ethiopia on 7110 July 7th. It's audible nightly from 03 to 04 in Amharic. It begins strong, but it's barely audible by 0400 when she heard a faint chime and ID. Another frequency of Radio Ethiopia, external service, is 9559.92, measured by Wolfgang Büschel, Germany, July 6th at 1705, but it's only tentative. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal put it on 9559.8 from 1347 past 1400 in Arabic after the hour, the other frequency being 7165. Patrick Robich in Austria heard Ethiopian clandestine Addis Dimps radio during the brief period they were on 13 meters, June 22nd on 21585, and got a reply from them by email saying they were going back to 17875 from the following Sunday. And indeed, reported there by Anker Petersen, Denmark, Playdex, 1603 to 1659 UT, Sunday, July 6th. It's relayed via Samara, Russia. Ron Howard in California reports another transmission via Samara, Russia, the Voice of Tatarstan, or GTRK Tatarstan, on 15110, July 8th, tuned in at 0346 to hear an open carrier, then a continuous tone, more open carrier, interval signal, and starting an ID in English, this is the voice of Tatarstan. Then there was more interval signal and news in an uncertain language. The broadcast officially starting at 0410, heard until 0433. In BCDX, Alan Davies, visiting Chiang Mai, Thailand, was monitoring Myanmar, not at all distant, for their frequency usage, which has changed quite a bit lately. Here's what he found during one particular week, and I'll just mention the shortwave frequencies. Approximately 23 to midnight UT on 5986 variable. Actually, that extends until 0130. Then from midnight 30 to 0130 on 7185 variable, a separate program. That continues until 0230. Then at 0330, but opening an hour earlier, 2:30 on Saturday and Sunday, until 7:30, 9731 variable. However, that frequency remains on the air now until 1500 or so, while there is a separate program from 0930 to 16 on 5985. English half hours are at 0700 and 1530. While 9731 variable was heard signing off on several different dates at 1512, on July 2nd, they stayed on until 1536, says Ron Howard in California, apparently with the Minority and Educational Service. He says it varies from 9730.74 to 0.78. I've tried for it frequently in Oklahoma, but not even been able to detect a carrier. Until 14 UT, there is a stronger signal from Taiwan's Japanese service on 9735. Ron Howard at Asilo Mar Beach, California, monitors Voice of Malaysia almost every day on 41 and 49 meters. But here's a report of the external service on 11884.70, heard until closing at 12:30 in Chinese on July 3rd, but also identifying in English. Unfortunately, it has terrible audio. Not much reception here in the middle of summer from Radio Singapore International on 6080, the external service at 11 to 14 UT, and even less on the parallel frequency 6150. So, following what turned out to be an erroneous report that they'd closed down at the end of June, I listened to their on-demand webcast, which kept being interrupted by buffering, but I did hear clear announcements several times, making it quite certain that they will be closing down on the 1st of August. And furthermore, there will be special commemorative programs about their 14 years on the air during the last 2 weeks of July. www.rsi.sg. Almost every morning around 13 UT, I check for Voice of Indonesia to find out whether they're on 9525 or 9526. I could hardly believe my ears on July 3rd when they were on 9526, but in English instead of Korean. Now, I have been advocating for months, even years, that they should put English on at 12 to 13 UT or 13 to 14 when they can depend on more or less reliable reception in Central and Western North America. Now they have finally done it. But of course, we don't know for sure if this is a mistake or a permanent change. They did have English for the next couple of days during that hour, although Japanese ran over on one occasion. But since then, reception here has been too poor to be sure. But they have made some schedule changes in their other language broadcasts. Jean-Michel Aubier in France reports as of July 8th that Spanish is now only half an hour at 1800, followed by another half hour in German at 1830, and French at 1900 for 1 hour. That's more likely to be on 11785 as heard in Europe. Here's a collision that needs to be resolved. Radio New Zealand International is on 9655 until 12:59 UT. And Radio Netherlands, relay in Dutch via IBB Philippines, is supposed to start at 1300. However, they turn on the carrier as much as 15 minutes earlier and even run tone tests. Please, IBB, change it to a crash start. IBB Greenville also burns taxpayer kilowatts on open carriers long before scheduled transmissions. On July 2nd, I happened across three of them. At 1707 on 17895, at 1712 on 15410, at 1714 on 9565. Mike Terry passes on news via RSGB that each year on 12 July, the Maritime Radio Historical Society commemorates the closing of commercial Morse operations in the USA by returning the coast station KPH to the air. Not only on shortwave 4, 6, 8, 12, 17, and 22 megahertz bands, but on longwave 426. Details are at the website www.radiomarine.org. It starts at midnight 1 UT July 13th. In Free Radio Weekly, Joe Wood in Tennessee says Crystal Ship has announced that due to a real estate issue, they'll be leaving the air within 2 months. It sounds like they will not be back anytime soon or ever. No, they're not being raided, but according to their email notice, it's due to a forced termination of lease by a disloyal, ungrateful, inconsiderate landlord, slumlord, son of a bitch, who also just happens to be a Republican. Ed Ensinger says, we appreciate the programming offered by John Poet over the years and hope something positive will occur and he will find a way to come back on the free airwaves. In IRCA, Bruce Portzer points out that there's a new Alaskan station on 1330 in Juneau, KXLJ. It's with the Air America Network. They also stream at www.kxljradio.com. Meanwhile, KINY 800 in Juneau has applied for 10,000 watts daytime and 7,600 at night. But then all those electrical towers came down, forcing rationing of electricity in Juneau, and they applied for special authorization to run only 2,500 watts day and night. This is according to Bill Hale's AM Switch column in the National Radio Club. According to the Juneau Empire, however, the hydroelectric power was restored earlier than expected as of early June. If you keep trying, you may eventually get decent reception of KNLS in Alaska on shortwave, even here in central North America. The 1200 UT broadcast in English is the only one on two frequencies, 7355, which was weak but fairly clear at July 3rd, and on 9780, which is colliding with Taiwan and, of course, Firedrake. Even so, on that occasion, KNLS was on top, contrary to the usual situation. 2 sesquimonths into the season, KNLS has not caught on that they need to get off 9780 pronto. By the way, it is not exactly synchronized with 7355 in order to even out power consumption. As reported in detail in DX Listening Digest 7078, Sheldon Harvey has been involved with the relaunch of a Mohawk native station near Montreal, Quebec, CKRK, or K103.7 FM. They've made a lot of programming changes. Check it out. It's also streamed at www.k103radio.com. Special July 12th and 13th is echoes of a Proud Nation powwow between 16 and 22 UT. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 8th. A&K Energy speaking at 20 and 5 on July 12th. Mostly 5 and 2 starting on the 25th, and solar flux stuck at a very low 66 into August. World of Radio 1416 concluding. I'm Glenn Hauser.